Talking about flying, and have you been on an airplane? 312-981-7200. Love to hear from you what your experience was like. What was it like to be on an airplane right now? And were you comfortable? Was it a packed flight? 224, I flew last week from Savannah on American Airlines. It was a small plane, pretty full, and everyone had masks, but the guy across the aisle had it under his nose. All right. But then when you, you know, if you drink or anything like that, I guess you're allowed to put your mask down. So that happens. But, you know, you just wonder if people get uncomfortable and turn around. If they say, oh, my gosh, I had no idea this flight was going to be this packed. You know, people seem to be flying in some level and they're posting pictures of themselves. Let's talk to someone who just flew. Sarah Tiemann does promotions here at WGN, Marketing and Promotions. Go ahead, Sarah. Tell us what your experience was. How are you, first of all? I haven't seen you because you haven't been working here.
I know. Hi, Emma. Good to hear from you, and hopefully I'll see you in person sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I hope so. Where'd you fly?
We flew to the beach, so we went to North Carolina, and we flew Southwest. I've had a couple of flights booked, two of which I had canceled. We had decided that we were going to take this one, and Southwest had changed our outbound flight, so I ended up changing it and extending our trip with no trouble. But as we were heading to the airport, my husband John and I were like, we kind of feel like pioneers, like, you know, this is like uncharted territory, and we felt that way inside the airport. So we both have TSA pre-check. You had to wear your mask the entire time in the airport. The only time they asked you to pull down your mask was when they were checking our ID to go through security. We flew out of Midway, so it was, I mean, you could have bounced balls through the airport. It was pretty quiet, and I was kind of thinking it might be busier coming into, you know, the July 4th, but not the case. They had a few food court restaurants open, so we were able to, you know, sit in a table very far away from people that we, you know, had a little bite to eat before we boarded the plane. It was probably busiest where in the kind of circle of gates where our flight went out of. For some odd reason, they put like three flights going out around the same time in like one corner of the airport. Mm. So that's where we hit the most amount of people. We were a little closer to people. Like, there were two seats from me and the next family as we were in the lounge, but we kept our mask on the entire time. The family next to me did not. Southwest has changed their boarding procedure, so usually you used to line up against the poles, like 1 through 60. Now they call you up in groups of 10 according to your number of like where you are on the plane. They are doing it that middle seats are open through the end of September, so September 30th. Our flight was full, but all the middle seats were open. It was actually kind of funny because when they reminded you before you boarded that masks were required on your flight. The only time that you could take them down was for eating or drinking, so we boarded with our mask on. We ended up sitting pretty much the second row to the back of the plane, and the purser came on to say, like, unless you are eating or drinking, like constantly consuming, I think were his words, the entire flight, then your mask must remain on.
Did they walk up and down and like police it at all, Sarah, or how did that work out?
No, I mean, the flight attendants were all wearing masks and all the Southwest employees were wearing masks, but that one family I mentioned that sat next to me in the lounge, he kind of had one of those like buff style, like scarf masks, not the, you know, around the ear mask. And he did not wear his mask the entire time. But they really didn't say anything to anybody. I kind of, you know, my husband and I had a long conversation about this before we did this. And I feel like, you know, the MO at this time is like, what are you comfortable with? We've been flyers. You know,
you travel a lot more than anybody I know.
And, you know, we just had to decide, like, what freedoms are we willing to give up? And, like, let's give this a try. And honestly, it was a really great experience.
So you felt comfortable overall, and there were no big sneezers or coughers nearby, nothing like that? Okay.
No, I mean, and I, you know, it's tough. Like, you can't, like, I, you know, obviously we keep hearing about, you know, these fights that break out for people, for the non-mask wearers versus the mask wearers. And, you know, what are you supposed, you know, to do?
Well, I think that's
it. So we just kind of...
I've just always been concerned when I see the fully packed in like sardines planes. And
right.
I wonder, because then, you're surrounded naturally by strangers, not people from your household necessarily. And some of the airlines are limiting it still. Some are not at all.
Yeah.
And then you think about, so what do you do? I mean, like, you can always change your plane if you fly it if
right.
you want to. You can go to the airport and see that, this isn't what I'm comfortable with. But then there are no change fees. But then you got to go home and rebook or I don't know, find a flight later. And there aren't that many flights, so it just sort of, can sneak up on you there, and that's what you do.
Well, and that's definitely the thing. Like, my biggest concern was I want a direct. Like, I booked a direct when I booked this back in January. I want to keep a direct. And they originally changed my outbound flight through a transfer through Nashville, and I'm like, I don't want that. I want direct.
Right.
And, I'd heard, I think, Peter Greenberg talking about, like, the HEPA filters on airplanes.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know that was all, like, fresh air. So I was like, I elbowed John. I'm like, turn on your, like, air filter or whatever. But it was, like, it was fine.
Yeah. I'm glad you're,
like, completely healthy. And
yes. I'm glad you're back safely. And I know you're home. You're working from home anyway. So hope to see you soon, Sarah. But, and I hope you get you continue your travels if that's what you're comfortable with, right? That's what you're doing.
We've got a flight booked in September. I hope we can take it. That one's overseas. So we'll see.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Talk to
you
soon. Thanks for checking in. You know, the other thing is we know now that there are those hot spots that the city has that, self-quarantine. You've got to go and quarantine if you fly in from any of those states. Viv is one of those people, and I wanted to talk with you, Viv, to see what your experience is, because you're quarantining at home, right?
I am. First of all, it's nice to be up at this hour, because usually sleep.
Right, working with Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, morning show. But I will say that, just traveling these last, I traveled twice thus far. Back in April was the first time I traveled, and then again just this past weekend, and I had two different experiences. First, I traveled with American Airlines, and that was close to a full capacity flight for sure. They didn't do the same things that United did. United did things a little bit differently, where they boarded passengers from back to front to avoid the closeness of any sitting passenger with the people that are trying to get to their seats. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you boarded the plane, they would give you Purell hand wipes for you to feel comfortable, obviously, and to wipe down any surfaces that you want.
How about that?
Which was great. So that was the very first thing I did, just, give those to you. And then they gave you those goodie bags, obviously, but they also came around with a beverage cart, where American Airlines did not do that. They just gave you a goodie bag midway flight, and with water, some hand sanitizer, and a snack. But United, they gave you the goodie bag, but they also came around and gave you extra waters, beverage if you wanted one, and that was definitely a big difference for sure.
Did you feel, Viv, we're running out of time here, but did you feel comfortable generally with the experience?
I think everyone is playing their role, okay? I know for sure I am. So I think everyone that's traveling is traveling, and they're trying to be safe. And because I'm sure everybody by now is aware of the situation. So everyone was wearing the mask. I mean, I feel like I was a character from The Matrix wearing, a raincoat and gloves and masks and sunglasses, But everyone, you can tell, is taking the necessary precautions.
Yeah, no question. Thanks for calling in, Viv.
Absolutely.
Take care, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
It's 1:31. I just want to get to this. I was flying in mid-June. I could only see one man on the plane not wearing a mask properly for most of the flight. He had it under his chin, but he was chewing his gum and blowing bubbles. I chose not to engage. Yeah, I believe that's probably the right thing to do. I flew Frontier on May 31st, 309. Front row, middle seat blocked. Now I'm flying back to Moline on Tuesday, United. So far, no one has bought the middle seat. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So that's how it goes.